Runner on first base, two outs, and the pitch. The runner goes. The throw down to second base, the tag, he is out. And that is another caught stealing. Here we are doing a Q&A with a 10-year-old and caught stealing with E. Marquez. How is this going to work? 10-year-olds in the decade of the 2020s. So that means she was born in 2010. So, decade lady, what's your name and what do you want the podcasters to know? What do you want them to call you?
My name is Deja Liz Ortiz, and I want you guys to call me Deja.
Deja. So Deja here will be telling you the ways of the world of a 10-year-old. All right? So Deja, what do you like to do at 10 years old? What is the thing that you like to do the most?
I love gymnastics. Mm-hmm. And I love kickball.
Kickball. How about slime? You like slime?
Yes, I love to play with slime.
And how many different variations of slime? How many different slimes have you messed with?
Fluffy slime, crunchy slime, butter slime, glossy slime.
Do you like clothes or clothes are just okay? Stylish clothes?
I like stylish clothes. The most one I like is crop tops.
Crop tops. But you like clothes just to be comfortable?
Yes, some.
Some, or all your clothes? So style is not what you want yet. You want comfortable, and then you get into style later as you grow up.
Yes.
Okay. How about your new scooter? I see that you got a motorized scooter.
Yeah.
Do you use that yet, or is it too cold?
I used it, but I use it in my house.
In your house? Oh, okay. Okay, so your grandpa doesn't get mad because he hears you running all over the place?
No.
So, you're in what grade?
I'm in fourth grade.
Fourth grade, whoa. 10 years, it took you 10 years to be in fourth grade, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty quick then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You think it's pretty fast for a 10-year-old to be in fourth grade?
I don't know.
Because I heard a commercial. Where the little girl says that she's selling lemonade. and then they asked her, how long did you have this idea? She said, 10 years. And then the guy asked her, oh yeah, how old are you? She said, 6. So anyway, you say you got a YouTube channel. Like you do dances and you edit your YouTube channel.
Yeah, I have a YouTube channel, but I deleted some of my videos because they were blurry, and I have Instagram, and yeah.
So on your Instagram and your YouTube, you should be reviewing things.
Yes.
So you should review the food you're eating, like when you order pizzas, and your thing you should say is. Reviewing by a 10-year-old, or reviews by Deja, or you should buy this because Deja said. And the thing is you review these things because you already got a YouTube channel, and you throw it up there, you put up like 3 or 4 items, maybe a pizza, and then a shirt, a crop top, and then one of your slimes, and then one of your toys or whatever. And you review that, and you put it on. And then what would you say about those things? What would you say about your slime? Like, what do you like to make about the slime?
What I like to make is like when I pour the glue, because some glues are glitter glues, and you could put them separately and add different ingredients.
Oh yeah.
Uh huh. Like white glue.
To me, it sounds like. Slime is therapeutic. You know what therapeutic means?
Mm-hmm. Like
it calms you down.
Mm-hmm.
It's a refreshing feeling to what you're doing, like what you're doing at the moment.
But it's also fun. So it's also fun when you don't have anything to do and you don't have an iPhone.
Oh, so you need. So in order for you to have fun, you need an iPhone.
No.
Okay, that's a good attitude. I like that. So then you're not really, you're not all stuck in your phone all the time.
Not all the time.
Not all the time. Okay. So what are you eating right now? What are you sampling? What is that you got there in front of you?
I'm sampling this corned beef that this cook lady made, and she is so good at rice and stuff. So we're just eating at this place, and it tastes so good.
That's okay. You can say who made it. The cook lady. I like that. But who's the cook lady?
Yaya.
Yaya. And Yaya, everybody, is my mom and Deja's grandma. So the life of a 10-year-old, or the ideas of a 10-year-old, is Deja, my niece. And she's got a lot of opinions, and she does a lot of dance videos.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
yeah.
I thought she would be real good to put on a podcast to ask her some questions.
And before you guys leave, go follow my TikTok. It's Deja, Deja Lee's Mila
1106092009. So that's the name of your page?
User.
It sounds like you gotta shorten it up. So people can find that.
I can't. That's so too long.
Say it again.
Deja Lee's D A J A L I S. Mila, M-I-L-A, 1106092009.
Wow. On TikTok.
Yes.
So the TikTok is the new thing, huh?
Yeah, it's like Musical.ly.
Oh, it's for music?
It's like you dance and stuff on it.
Let me close the door. Close the door there. I'll push the... There you go, right there. That's good enough. So, okay, so TikTok is musically driven.
Yeah, it's
social
like
media.
Dance video. Yeah, social media.
Okay. Then, what, so do you do on TikTok what you do on your YouTube?
No.
No?
I do dance videos and like videos. Slow-mos and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So YouTube, you can do a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more other things. And then TikTok, even though you can do it too, but for you right now, you just use it for your dance videos.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So does your mom put a restriction on how many hours you're allowed on your phone?
No.
Yeah, she does. She better.
She does?
Yeah.
I guess she does.
You can't be on there all day long. Because then you don't get homework done. Then you don't get gymnastics done, right?
I do my homework here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you think this podcast would do for your pages?
For TikTok?
For all your pages.
Oh.
But what do you think this podcast, what are you telling these podcast listeners about you that they will make them interested in going to your pages?
On some of my social medias, I do shout outs. And if you get a shout out, you could,
you can get shout outs, basically.
Yeah,
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you could get shout outs if you follow my page.
How about?
And comments.
How about if these people have 9 and 10 year olds and 11 year olds of their own? And they hear you on here and they're thinking, whoa, she sounds like she knows what she's doing. She sounds like she knows how to have fun. She sounds like she likes school. She likes having fun. She likes being with her mom and being with her grandma. My kid would love to listen to this, right? Don't you think so?
Yes.
So, that's a good idea. That's why you should get a podcast, too.
I guess.
Or you can just be my guest
and some of
on my podcast, and then I'll call this segment The Life of a 10-Year-Old. But then what happens when you're 11? We'll still say your life of a 10-Year-Old. Until you're 15. Then you gotta say the life of a 15-Year-Old. And then when you're 20, you gotta do the life of a 10/15/20-year-old.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. You gotta be funny. Because if you're not funny, no one listens. So, what is happening in the summer for 2020? You're going back to day camp?
I don't know if I'm going to day camp, but when I'm going to, when it's summer, I'm going to Disney World.
Oh.
Because my dad's family's over there and Michael. But I think we're for sure going because he said.
Okay.
Because he works at the airport and we get like discounts on the tickets.
Nice, nice. Good idea. So that sounds like fun. You ever been to Disney World?
Yeah.
Like it?
Like one time, yeah. And we went to the water park and stuff, and it was so fun.
The only time that I ever went to Disney World was when I was your age. And I went with Yaya and your mom, and your mom was a little baby. And that was the only time I went to Disney World. I didn't go. I haven't gone ever since.
It was real fun.
I hear there's a lot of things to do. I hear Disneyland is a lot of fun too. But that's in California. And the people who made Disney World. So Walt Disney is a guy who was 50 years old. He was older. He was in his 50s when he made Disneyland. And he was... He made Disneyland, he made Disney, the movies and everything. But what made Disney, the company, real attractive was he had this group of people and he called them the Imagineers. So, I messed up that name. It's called the Imagineers. So, they're engineers who do imagination. So Imagineers is what he called them. And on Disney Plus, there's a show that shows you all these people. And he had a group, and there were like 10 of them. And what they would do is they would do the mechanical little puppets. They would do the rides. They would do the attractions at this park, at this theme park, what is now Disneyland. Then they made Disney World. But then he passed away. Walt Disney passed away. Then it was the Imagineers that said, we have to do more and more and more. And they forced the company to continue. So that's why Walt Disney, that's why Disney World and Disneyland is very famous, because of these people took Walt Disney's vision and they made it to what it is today.
Come true.
Yep.
Make sure you guys go and get Disney Plus. They have all the Disney cartoons and channels on there.
How did you, what do you watch on Disney Plus?
Ariel. And I watch Bunked. That's so, on Disney. Yeah. On Disney when I have my TV. Sometimes I don't go in my room. So I go on my TV. I say, go to Disney, and some of my episodes that I like on are on there.
And you don't watch the other movies? Why don't you watch Aladdin?
I do.
You don't like the cartoons, or you do?
I do.
Like the cartoon movies? Aladdin, Miss Mermaid, what's it called?
What's her name? Ariel.
No, Miss Mermaid. What's the mermaid? Little Mermaid. It's called Little Mermaid.
Yeah, her name is Ariel.
And then there's Moana. And mine, the ones that I always used to watch was Aladdin, Lion King. I only seen Dumbo like two or three times. What else is on there? See, I watch Lion King a lot.
Star Wars,
but that's not the picture. That's not the cartoons of Disney, but that's part of Disney Plus.
Star Wars.
See, I watch a lot of Star Wars. You get into Star Wars yet or no? Nah.
I don't like Star Wars that much.
Wait until you get older, you probably like it. Because then you start understanding.
Loves it.
Oh yeah. Star Wars is cool. It's got a real long history and story. I like history. You like history?
That's all right.
History is pretty cool. That's why I like hearing Yaya say all those stories, because it's historic. When she was talking about how when she was 10 and they used to go under the house to play in the little crawl space in Puerto Rico.
What's your favorite subject in school?
Well, as I got older, history became more and more. But history and everything, history from the kings and queens of England, the monarchs, they're called, of all of Europe, that became something that I was always interested in. But early in school, I didn't really like school until I got into college. Mm-hmm. I thought school was a pain. But if I had a better idea where school was fun, if I made school fun early when I was 10 years old, I could have went to the University of Notre Dame. And, you know, I love University of Notre Dame because I love the college football team. But I didn't know better. I didn't know anything. So as I grew up and as I started learning, because everything was about baseball and football and basketball, but then I started learning that you can get into different schools, and there's so many great schools, real big time universities here in the United States. So I didn't know how to get into them. But now, all you gotta do is just Google your university. That let's say you like the gymnastics team in California, and you find out, oh, that school is called UCLA, University of California, Los Angeles. So instead of, you can ask your mom, you can ask Yaya, you can ask me, but then you're gonna get a lot more information about it on the internet. So you got a lot of opportunity, you know, a lot of resources. See, I did it. But that's okay. I'm perfect. I'm perfect in my situation.
Well, my favorite subject in school is math.
You like math?
Yeah, I love division.
That's good.
Division's easy.
You know, there's different parts of math that, like, tie in with science. So in life, math is science. So as more science, as more you learn science... So science
and
is...
I also like science because when we're in the science lab, we make like explosions, like a volcano.
You do science experiments.
Yeah.
So just keep it short. Science needs equations or needs formulas, and mathematics help you get those formulas. And that's why they intertwine together. Well, there's a lot of mathematics. There's economics. There's macro and microeconomics. There's accounting. There's geometry. There's trigonometry. There's all kinds of different math. So you'll learn more and more and more. But right now you love what? Division?
Division in math.
Wait, division in math.
Yeah. Mm.
You don't like multiplications?
Multiplication? No, it's easy.
But it's the same, right? It's the other part of division.
It's easy, though. If you know your multiplication facts, it's going to be easier when you have division.
Yeah. So what did you use? Did you use a multiplication chart?
No, I don't have a multiplication
chart. What did you use?
Like, for how to solve it.
How did you use multiple? How to do multiplication?
When like, in the beginning of the year, we used to do like circles, and let's say we had like 23 and divided by 3, and we did 3 circles, and we put 1 dot in each circle until we got to 23, and we counted them, and we see what the what, like, I forgot what it's called. We saw if there was, like, one dot missing and stuff, and we will put, like, let's say, I'm just going to make up a number. 6R1 and stuff.
6R1, and then that would be...
the answer.
Mm. I see, said the blind man. All right. All right, that's cool. So, right now, is there anything else more you like to say before we go on to take a break?
Stay good in school.
All right, cool. So then for that, on that note, we'll take a break and we will make sure that everything sounds good and goes through. And I hope you enjoy it.
And we'll see you in the next podcast.
There you go.